Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. And of course, that podcast on fmr.co.za. This week had me at an unusual car launch. BMW invited me to the official launch of their iX, the launch of the i4 and the electric derivative of the X3. All of this was exciting to see the commitment that BMW has made to electric cars in South Africa. So let's start with the iX3, and let me make it very simple. This is the modular replacement of the internal combustion engine of the X3 with the electronic trickery version of things, and let me tell you, it works. Interior-wise, the keyless start button goes a blue color and a couple of other details go blue. Other than that, it is stock standard BMW X3, which is not a bad thing. It's a little meh for change, but I think it hits the spot. Then we have the experience. It feels like you are in a quiet, and I mean quiet, diesel X3. Loads of torque and speed to rival the ICE or internal combustion engine equivalents, and it's priced right too. It gets 210 kilowatts of power. Peak torque is 400 newton meters. Power is sent to the rear wheels only, so that is different to the rest of the X3 range. And acceleration from 0 to 100 is in 6.8 seconds. Top speed is electronically limited to 180 kilometers an hour, and it gets a range of 460 kilometers. 150 kilowatt 10-minute fast charge adds around 100 kilometers of range. Now there's a problem, because if only we had 150 kilowatt fast charges already. But FYI, they are being installed at a roadside near you as we speak, so says BMW. Nice too is the battery of batteries is modularly replaceable. So it's not one big pack that needs replacement at end of life, which should be well over 8 years. And BMW does warranty through to 8 years. Nice touch. So for 1.2 million rand, you get by far the best and most economical X3 out there. Unless you really do constant long mile traveling, this is the new X3 of choice. It's a regular X3, just not as we know it, Jim, and it's better in every single way. Then we get to the i4, which is another matter altogether. This is with an incredible interior with a screen and gadgets to behold, but it's about the performance. We had the M50 version on test, and wow, just wow. 510 kilometers of range in the familiar 4 Series 4 door M Grand Coupe guise. The interior, though, is utterly different. But what makes this car is 400 kilowatts of power through 4 motors makes this one properly fast electric 4-wheel drive. In sport mode, this delivers an incredible 795 newton meters of torque to the tar. BMW claims a 0 to 100 kilometer time in 3.9 seconds, but for the record, it is quicker than that. If you were in the market for a 4 Series petrol M car, don't bother. Drop 1.6 million rand on this and wowzers. The only thing I didn't like were the Blade Runner style engineered fake engine sounds that it produces in full sport mode. BMW did spend a lot of money with a big celebrity getting this developed, but personally, the noise just grated on me. It sounds like Blade Runner in the original Blade Runner series as soon as anything zooms. The good news is you can switch it off. Lastly, there was the Avantgarde iX on display, and it has been around for a while now, pre-release, and many are already on the road. It is the best and most unusual big people mover BMW has. And if you like the looks, it's the 7 Series you should actually buy if you can deal with the unconventional. Picking up on the old i3 design elements and taking them upmarket, and I mean really upmarket and big, the iX xDrive 50 we tested is fast, long range, and wonderful. The air suspension and hard charging, pardon the pun, 385 kilowatt 0 to 104.6 seconds drivetrain with a 630 kilometer range, and the exterior and interior are a thing to behold, also with the quick charging, of course. And even if the Perspex-like dual controls were a little garish to my taste, that's really nitpicking. It is a tour de force of brave BMW design and implementation. Drop 2.17 bar on this and ditch that 7 Series, you green captain of industry, you that we're going to buy, and you do have something quite extraordinary to be chauffeured in or chauffeur other people in. I also had a birdie tell me at the launch that we can expect an electric motorcycle from BMW on our roads again. I can't wait for that, and I believe it's going to happen soon. Well done on the commitment, BMW, in a hostile market for electric vehicles. This is another brick in our Greener Futures Foundation. Thank you. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and of course that podcast at fmr.co.za, and you can find me on social media channels on @DavidDondi. Take care until next week.